We're at the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Susan Massino. She's written a book called Family Tradition, Three Generations of Hank Williams, and, well, it is what it says it is. It covers three generations of Hank Williams, Hank Sr., his son, and now Hank the Third, and that must have been a lot of fun. How are you, Susan?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here. I'm very excited. Very proud of the book, Family Tradition, and it was a huge job. Three different, very amazing and intense people.
Well, I'll bet, especially since Hank Sr. is no longer around.
Exactly. He's been gone since 1953, but he was just awarded a Pulitzer Prize last year for his songwriting.
Now, there's a lot been written, been said, been documented about Hank Williams and the family, but never about all three generations in one book. What gave you the idea?
Well, actually, I was looking for a new project, and you come up with something, then maybe the publisher doesn't, you know, see it as marketable, so it takes a while to really find something. And I had a friend who is a huge Hank 3 fan. One night at dinner, he said, well, why don't you write a book about Hank 3? And I thought, oh, you know, is there that much out there on him? You need research, you need some things to use, materials, but when I really thought about it, you can't tell the story without telling the story of his father and his grandfather.
Hank the Third gave you unprecedented access. How difficult was it to get to him? Was it to get the access? And once you got it, how much fun was it?
I thought it was going to be really hard to get a hold of him, and I literally, the friend that suggested I write a book about him said, email him on MySpace. So I did. He emailed me back in 20 minutes and said I was going to get a phone call from his manager at the time. She called me within the hour, and she said he's been approached by at least a dozen authors and turned every single one of them down, and he wants to work with you, and I think it's because he loves AC/DC. And my last book is on AC/DC.
I was just going to say, you're no stranger to writing about the music scene, are you?
Exactly. I grew up in the business. My parents were venue owners. When I was born, they owned a ballroom in Sauk City, Wisconsin. They booked Louis Armstrong, the Dorsey Brothers, Gene Krupa. I grew up in the environment, so I loved it. But I found out that Hank loves AC/DC, and he figured if AC/DC, if you know, I could do that, I could tell his story.
All right, so we know about the access to Hank the Third. We know that you were not able to talk to Hank Sr. for obvious reasons. What about Hank the Second?
Hank the Second, did not say he wouldn't talk, but he never got back to me, so obviously he did not want to cooperate with the book. But everything in the book is very accurate and true, and I think might be surprising because his son tells a story of, you know, a father that really wasn't there for him.
How similar were the three of them? How different were the three of them?
Oh, my gosh. The similarities, all of them are so prolific at songwriting. I mean, Hank Jr., you know, dozens of albums. Hank 3 now has hundreds of songs. So they're amazing storytellers and songwriters. Yet they've all suffered from alcohol and drug abuse, addiction problems, women, all kinds of things, and sadly, molestation on Hank 3's part. He was molested by a family member, an uncle on his mother's side, from the ages of about 8 until 11 or 12, about 3-4 years. And it really shapes his life today.
Did all three Hanks get along?
Well, you know, Hank Jr. was 3 when his father died. So he never really knew his father. And then Hank 3 was 3 when his parents divorced. So he didn't grow up, neither one of them grew up with their fathers. And Hank Sr.'s father was hospitalized when he was 7 years old. So none of them grew up with a father. They really have no idea what it was like to have somebody around. And sadly, Hank Jr. was around, but they divorced in 75. It's when he fell off the mountain. He fell 442 feet into his head. I mean, his head was shattered, and he survived. So, and then he remarried. So when you look back now, you know, Hank 3 feels neglected, but when you look at Hank Jr.'s life, we're talking 4 wives, 5 kids, falling off a mountain, having to emulate your late father, and, start anew a career after he was almost killed and went through so many surgeries to recover.
So this is very much an American story, but it's an American story with a lot of pain.
Yes, a lot.
How hard was it to work through all that?
It was very hard. I spent 2 days at Hank Three's house in Nashville, and we recorded over almost 10 hours of conversation. And I'm a mother. I grew up in an alcoholic household myself, so I grew up with a lot of the similar things that he suffered through. But I was very shocked. Hank Williams III, I expected a limo, a mansion, a guitar-shaped swimming pool, all that stuff. And he doesn't have that kind of life.
Did you enjoy writing the book?
I loved it. It was hard. It was very hard. But the story was amazing.
That's why I ask, because I'm imagining it must have been hard, because it seems like there's a lot of pain here.
Much
as there was success, there was a lot of pain.
So much in the tragedies repeat in the family. There's a lot of repetition. And what's really cool for Hank III now is he has a son that he didn't even know he had till the boy was 2.5 years old. But now he's close to him. His name is Coleman. He's 19 years old. And Hank III is consciously breaking the cycle of letting his son not be, in his father's life. And he realizes that it is breaking this cycle. It's changing the family dynamic.
Again, we think we know a lot about this family because they've been so public for so many years. But was there anything in your research where you said, oh, wow, didn't know that? And I'll bet my readers would love to hear about that.
Just almost everything about Hank III, I had no idea that he works very hard for his money. He does not live a lavish lifestyle at all. His father and Jet Williams, who is the illegitimate daughter of Hank Sr., share in the royalties of Hank Sr.'s estate, which is millions. And, Hank Jr. has 5 kids, so I suppose eventually Hank III would share in that inheritance, but it's kind of shocking. It was shocking to me that his father, he didn't even know his father was divorced again.
Wow.
I told him that. He didn't know it.
So they don't talk?
No. And he calls him Hank Jr. He doesn't call him Dad.
What's next for you? What music book are you going to write next?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I've done AC/DC, The Williams Family, and Les Paul wrote the foreword for my second book. I don't know. It's going to have to be big.
Susan, thank you. Again, the book is called Family Tradition, 3 Generations of Hank Williams, the author, Susan Massino. Susan, a lot of good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.